You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We're back. Todd, are you still out there? Todd Jones?
I am here.
All right, Todd Jones is the principal of Real Advice. He's the president of the Florida Association of Property Tax Professionals. We've got in studio Jeff Nelson, majority owner and president of Property Tax Services of Florida, and Tim Hart, managing partner of same firm. These guys have lots of experience. They'll tell you the ins and outs of how the government is trying to put it to you on your commercial real estate. We're going to get right back to it. They're going to try to be pithy. If they're not, I'll stay fun. We're back. Okay. So, I know this is a dry subject. I'm doing the best I can, guys. You know, you are really good at what you do. So, I'm going to start, and I'm going to reverse everything. We're going to start with Jeff. Jeff, how often should an owner assess their real estate? Check their appeal their real estate.
Well, I think the owner, in their own due diligence, should do this every single year. The property appraiser's office values your property annually, every single year. So, the owner should be diligent, review their assessment annually.
Now, I want to go back to something Todd was saying before we went to break. Todd, you're there, right?
I am here.
Okay. I want you to go over again what the skill set is of the person that's making out the appraisal for people's multi-million dollar properties.
By law, it's zero.
Wait, say that again? I heard everybody's, you know, like heart drop.
There is no legal requirement for them to have any valuation expertise whatsoever. The fact of the matter is, most have some.
Okay.
But for complex properties, most have inadequate.
My gosh, I know that when I try to go get a commercial valuation or a commercial appraisal on one of the things I'm getting my 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, $100 million loan, there's a very short list of people the bank will take as valuation experts. You know, Tim, is that kind of similar to the way people should look at getting their properties appraised and disputing their tax bills?
Yes, definitely. When you're,
I love guys that say yes is the answer on my radio show. You can keep going. You can explain yes. It would be great.
Well, when looking for a professional, I think what you need to find is someone who's good in valuation. Someone who, like Jeff and I, are former assessors and understand the modeling within the assessor's office is a huge benefit, or a former appraiser. When you get into some of these value adjustment board hearings, some people like to talk about legal issues, and that typically stands no ground and really gets nowhere within the hearings.
So then you guys have experience working for governments as in-house governmental property appraisers, now that I've gutted the people that do that. you guys are professionally trained. You actually, I got to just say it, went to FSU, right?
Go Noles.
Yeah. We heard how your dad had to repaint the room from gator colors when you couldn't get in. And Jeff, what's your background?
Well, my background is I worked for local assessors for 12 years. So as a supervisor of the commercial department, got to see.
Wow, must have been real exciting working there with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but he made up for it, Jimmy. He went to work for one of the big four accounting firms.
Well, there you go. Here we go. Here's the guy that knows what I'm fishing for. So, Todd, tell me about these two guys, because you guys have worked together in the past, and I think you know what I'm fishing for a little bit better than they do. They're good at what they do.
The reality is, if you're shopping for a professional to help you in this arena, you want somebody who's not a dabbler. You want somebody who understands valuation, understands the legal component, the accounting implications, and has good political relationships with the local assessor's office. Jeff and Tim are top of the game. They are great. You know, I don't need to toot my own horn, but you know, because you'll do that for me. But the reality is, you want people like the three of us in your corner. If you don't have them, your professional. I can't tell you how many times I've seen them shined on by the assessor's office because they don't understand the nuance. Valuation for lending purposes is very different than valuation from investment purposes. It's very different from valuation for assessment purposes. They're different rules, different definitions of value, and they all intersect in a way that is either going to get the deal done or kill your deal.
Now,
Jimmy, you tell me how many commercial real estate transactions get killed because of the property tax underwriting element?
Oh, my God. A lot of them. I mean, first of all, it's one of the numbers you debate while you're trying to negotiate a deal. When the guy is valuing what his tax bill is going to be down the road, are you kidding me? We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And how many of those brokers are reaching out to people like the three, like
zero,
him or me?
Zero. Right? So you're telling me that a broker with a big listing should call your guys, have spend a few bucks, get them to opine on what the person's property taxes should be, and then, by the way, probably refer them to the buyer?
Every single time. I can tell you, Jimmy, I saved a seller last year $100,000 in transfer tax, and I saved the buyer $250,000 a year over his anticipated 5-year hold, you know, step down in his property tax basis.
Well, but so you're actually helping people with their bottom line and their cash flow, and some of these properties are trading like at a 5 cap, even a 10 cap, where the multiple on what you save them is 1 to 10. It's ridiculous what you can bring to the bottom line. Why wouldn't people use you? Why don't people use you guys?
Because they don't know.
Okay, so now we're telling them. So I want to ask Tim. People don't use you guys because they don't know. How are they going to find out? I'm going out of order because I see Jeff is poised to give me a sentient answer. Go, Jeff. It better be pithy.
Well, you know, the taxpayers don't understand the process. And they get the notice, and like I said, it goes in a file. Taxpayers need to contact a professional that can look at their assessments and understand how it was derived and the best way to lower their property taxes.
Well, what is the best way to lower their property taxes? Is it going to court or going to one of these value adjustment hearings and slugging it out? Or, as Todd was saying, shining a light on the dark place of the assessor's office?
Well,
all of the above.
You love that, didn't you, Todd?
Hiring somebody like us to go in before the trim notice even comes out.
Absolutely.
Those are your best four answers.
So preparing to get my stuff ready before the trim notice. So now's the time. Okay, so if now's the time, and I'm going to warn everybody, we're going to give out their contact info and phone numbers in a couple minutes, and there's Jets fans that listen, so we're going to go slow when we give the numbers. Now, here we go. If you need help with your property tax evaluation, and my gosh, it sounds like everybody does. First, Jeff, go.
All right, you can go to our website, which is taxflorida.com. You can call the office, 954-202-9696. You can also email me, jnelson@taxflorida.com, or timhart@taxflorida.com.
Yeah, but if I email Tim Hart, I'm emailing Tim, not you. Yeah, right? All right, now, Todd, how do people find you?
My direct cell is 813-760-0212. I'm available 24/7. My website is realadvice.com. My email address is todd.jones@realadvice.com.
All right, we've got 2 minutes left. I want to have some fun, okay? Let's talk football, okay? We got Mr. FSU here, Tim. We're going to talk football for just a couple minutes, and we're going to talk about how the Gators are going to beat up on your guys. Todd, what do you think about that?
Jimmy, I don't know. I want to lay money on that bet this year.
Oh, now, come on. The unexpected always happens in college football, for crying out loud.
That's what makes college ball more fun than anything else, because the kids are out there playing their hearts out, and you're right. Anything can happen.
Tim, how about you? Are you involved at FSU in any way, like as a football fan?
Oh, yeah, I was a football fan. I graduated.
You were? Are you still a football fan?
I graduated in 98, so my 4 years at FSU, we'd leave in the first quarter because we'd be winning by 40 points.
Well, my first 4 years, we used to leave in the first quarter because we were down by 40 points, but we had a heck of a time. Now, before we go, now that we've gotten our little football laughing out of the way, I just want to say a couple things. These guys work together at Deloitte doing tax appeals nationwide. They are the pros. These are who my clients call when they need help. That's why I wanted to bring it out to our listeners. They've been patient. They've been talking to me for months, and I wanted to wait and do the show this month because now is when everybody needs them. Everybody needs to get one of these. We're going to do it again. Everybody give your contact information, and please be pithy. We've got less than a minute left. Tim, you do it this time.
Yeah, my phone number is 954-202-9696.
Go slower for the Jets fans.
Or email for the Jets fans is thart, T-H-A-R-T, at taxfloridaallspelledout.com.
Yeah, some of them may not know that if they went to USF. Now, Todd, again, how do they find you?
813-760-0212 is my direct line. email address is Todd with two D's, dot Jones at RealAdvice, RealAdvice.com.
You guys were great. D's getting mad. I gotta go. We're doing this again next year. Back after this with Tarek Maddox, exercising this summer. Right on. Back after this.